Later this month, it's the birthday of the Italian writer Carlo Collodi. Today, Shelley Fraser-Mickle offers a remembering that grows out of his most famous creation, Pinocchio.
When I was 4 years old, my father read me the story of Pinocchio, mainly because I'd started lying like a dog. I don't mean reclining somewhere. I mean telling whoppers. I could fabricate facts that could put Pinocchio to shame. Oh, but Pinocchio was just a story I told myself. None of it was real. And then I went about to prove it. For weeks I told fibs and then touched my nose. I couldn't detect any change in its size at all. I then decided the world was my oyster and I could serve it up any way I wanted to. I said that my brother held me hostage behind the storehouse at the end of the street and I had to pay him $5 million to be set loose, all of which he owed me. Then I moved on to saying that my brother had knocked my front tooth out and I'd had to glue it back in with paper paste, and it was only by the greatest miracle in the universe that the glue was still holding. I also added that the glue had cost me $700 and my parents needed to pay me back. You get the gist of this. My lying was directly related to getting my brother in trouble and my getting not only sympathy but rich. My father challenged this last whopper by taking me to the dentist. I handled him too. I told the dentist the glue must have held the tooth in place until it had once again taken root. I made my front tooth sound like a tomato plant, and then moved on to the fact that my brother clearly needed to be punished and I needed to be given lots of money for my pain and suffering and glue. Everybody in the dentist's office stood back and stared at me. My father drove me home in the strangest silence. His eyes seemed to sink back like the center of a cake that was only half cooked. He breathed with his mouth open, and he kept glancing at me. And then the strangest thing happened. The side of my right eye began to twitch. I reached up with my finger and tried to hold it down. From that day forward, I can truthfully say I have never been able to tell any lie without my right eye going crazy. Pinocchio might be a tale born of imagination, but as in every fictional story, it contains a lasting truth. And what led me to know this was being as tied to the love of my father as Pinocchio was once tied to his puppet strings. Yes, Pinocchio is a story about lying, but it's also mostly a story about love.